1982年7月，我到美国来。
1982 in July, I came to the United States.
我一下飞机啊，一个工人就带我到医院去访问一个信徒。
When I got off the plane, there was a holy worker who brought me to hospital to visit a sick person.
这个信徒40几岁，事业做得很成功。
This believer was about 40 years old, and he had a successful business.
但是他有肝癌。
Yet he has cancer of liver.
第二天我就飞到伊丽莎白参加联恩会。
And the second day, I flew to New Jersey, Elizabeth Church, to attend the spiritual convocation.
我回来的时候，这个信徒四十几岁已经离世了。
And when I came back from Elizabeth Church, this believer or member has passed away.
那个时候 Garden Grove 刚好买会堂。
At that time, Garden Grove Church was in its process of purchasing a church.
是第一场在教会举行的告别礼。
And this was a first memorial service in the church.
有一个家庭，韩国人的家庭。
And there was a Korean family.
他们全家四个人就唱上这一首诗。
And four members of that family, they sang this hymn.
我看他们四个都流眼泪。
And I saw all four of them were shedding tears.
很多听的人流眼泪。
And many people also shed tears.
我必须告诉耶稣。
I must tell Jesus.
因为有很多的担子我没有办法独自承担。
There are many burdens that we cannot bear alone.
确实我们人生经历极重的劳苦。
We bear many different toils in our lives.
我们有很多的担子。
We have a lot of burdens.
我们仔细算算看，真的很多担子。
If we count on our burdens, we probably have many.
我要告诉耶稣。
We must tell Jesus.
因为他能够了解，他能够帮助。
Because he can help me and he understands.
这个就是信仰的好处。
And this is the goodness of having faith.
我们想想看，今天如果没有耶稣。
Today, if we do not have Jesus,
我们的担子要告诉谁呢？
Who do we tell our burden or give our burdens to?
可能有一些我们的亲人听得懂。
Perhaps our relatives will listen to us.
但是听得懂 ，can understand.
Can understand.
但是他又能够帮我们什么
？But what can our relatives? How can they help us?
他也是人。
They are also human.
我们也是人。
We are human.
他有很多问题他不能解决。
There are a lot of problems they probably cannot resolve themselves.
他能够帮助我们解决我们的问题吗？
Can they help us solve our problems?
但是今天我们认识主耶稣。
But today we know Jesus.
主耶稣能够了解。
Jesus can understand.
我们告诉他任何问题，主耶稣能够了解。
We can tell Jesus anything and he understands.
圣经说他也做过人。
The Bible says that Jesus came in flesh.
为什么这个重要呢？
Why was this important?
因为他做过人。
Because he was a human himself.
那主耶稣经历的苦难有三种。
There are three types of sufferings Jesus encountered.
灵魂体。
It was spirit, soul, and flesh.
如果我们告诉主耶稣，主啊，我病得很辛苦。
If we tell Jesus that, oh, we have suffered great from illness.
主耶稣知道，我能够了解。
Jesus says, I understand.
因为我在十字架上，我的头戴着荆棘冠冕。
Because when I was on the cross, upon my head was a thorn.
我的背好像被犁犁过一样。
And my back is as if a plow has been plowed
through. 我的手被钉子钉穿。
And my hands have been pierced with nails.
我可以了解你的痛苦。
I can understand your pain.
如果我们告诉主耶稣，我很孤单。
If we tell Jesus that we're very lonely.
我因为信耶稣，我很孤单。
Because I believe in Christ, I became lonely.
我为着要持守你的道理，我很孤单。
In order to keep your, to keep my, your word, I became lonely.
主耶稣说，我可以了解。
Jesus says, I can understand.
当我2000年成为人来世界的时候，
2000 years ago, when I became a human,
我为着要遵行天父的旨意。
In order to follow the will of my Father,
我被孤立。
I was actually, abandoned.
我被取笑。
And I was jeered.
我被逼迫。
And I was persecuted.
我很孤单。
I was very lonely.
连我的门徒也不能了解我。
Even my disciples did not understand me.
虽然我爱他们。
Although I love them.
他们不能了解我。
Yet they understood me not.
我很孤单。
I was very lonely.
我所最爱的人背叛了我。
The people I love the most, they betrayed me.
用亲嘴做记号，背弃了我。
They signaled with a kiss.
我为他们死，他们说不认识我。
I die for them, yet they said that they do not recognize me.
所以当我们觉得很孤单，
So when we feel lonely,
我们要该告诉主耶稣
we must tell Jesus.
他能够了解
because he can understand.
他可以帮助
he can help.
如果我们在灵里面有什么痛苦
if we have any sorrow in our spirit,
主耶稣也能够了解
Jesus can understand as well.
因为他曾经下入阴间
because he had gone to Hades.
有什么比那更痛苦呢
what is more sorrowful and more painful than
that? 所以我们今天信耶稣的好处
So,The one thing good about believing in Jesus,
就是我们一切的担子，主能够了解，他愿意承担。
It is that Jesus can carry all our burdens.
我们看腓立比书。
Let us look at Philippians.
腓立比书。
Philippians.
第四章。
Philippians chapter 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第四章第四节。
Philippians chapter 4, verse 4.
你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说，你们要喜乐。
Verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice.
这里主耶稣这圣经特别说要靠主常常喜乐。
Here the Bible tells us that we should rely on the Lord and rejoice.
为什么说要加上靠主这句话
Why do we need to rely on the Lord to rejoice?
第六节说应当一无挂虑。
Verse 6 says, do not be anxious about anything.
这个表示说我们太多的挂虑。
Here says that we have a lot of anxieties.
那有挂虑怎么会喜乐呢
？If we have so much anxiety, how can we be joyful?
但是你人生怎么有可能做到没有挂虑呢
？But how can we live a life without any anxieties?
那有挂虑你就不会喜乐。
If you have anxieties, then you won't be joyful.
所以这个靠主常常喜乐，就是表示要把我们的挂虑交托给神。
And to be rejoiceful in the Lord means to give our worries to God.
所以下面说，借着祷告、祈求、感谢，将你们所要的告诉神。
So the latter phrase says, but in everything by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God.
很可能我们的祷告没有马上蒙垂听。
Perhaps our prayers are not answered right away.
但是第七节说，他会保守我们的心怀意念。
Verse 7 says that God will keep guard our hearts and our minds.
赐给我们意外的平安。
And will give us peace beyond our understanding.
我们的问题还没有解决以前，我们的心已经改变了，有平安。
Before our problem is resolved, we have a change of heart and we have peace in our hearts.
这个叫做靠主常常喜乐。
And this is having joy inside the Lord.
基督徒的喜乐不是说没有困难。
It doesn't mean that when we are joyful in the Lord, we don't have troubles.
而是因为我们可以告诉耶稣。
It's that we can tell Jesus.
他能够了解。
He can understand.
他愿意承担我们担子。
And he's willing to take upon the burden for us.
那这个我们的担子，当然腓立比书讲的很可能是生活上的担子，吃什么、穿什么、喝什么。
And in Philippians chapter 4 probably refers to the burdens of this world, what to eat and what to wear.
我们看这个湾区啊，大家工作这么辛苦。
We see that in the Bay Area, everyone works very hard.
房价这么高，大概这个 payment 的费非常高。
In the real estate, in price skyrockets, and the payment is a lot.
所以生活有压力，这是可以了解的。
So there are a lot of pressure in daily lives.
所以这些房子本身就是一个担子，也是一个压力。
So having a house, keeping up with a house is itself a burden.
但是我们的信仰生活还有一个另外一种担子。
In our faith, we also have another kind of burden.
我们看希伯来书十二章。
Turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
十一节。
Verse 11.
希伯来书十二章十一节。
Hebrews chapter 12, verse 11.
我们有许多见证人如同云彩围绕我们就应当放下各样的重担脱去容易残留我们的罪存心十二章第一节
Verse
1存心摆我们在摆那在我们前面的路程第二节
Verse 2
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣
Verse
第一节
Verse 1. Therefore, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witness, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Verse 2. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endures the cross, scorned its shame, and sat down the right hand of the throne of God.
这里说要放下各样的重担，脱去容易残留我们的罪。
Here says that we need to throw off everything that hinders the sin that so easily entangles us.
所以有一种担子是从罪来的。
There's a certain kind of burden that comes from sin.
那这个罪的担子如果没有解决你不会喜乐。
And if we have not resolved this burden or sin, then we cannot be joyful.
那这个担子拿掉了才会喜乐。
If we take away this burden, then we will be joyful.
我还记得有一个教会的那个时候他是教会的执事有一天安息日聚完早上正完道那个领会的人说要祷告他说等一下他就跑到前面来。
I remember there's a deacon, and when the church after the service is finished and was about to pray, this deacon came to the front and said, hold and wait for a minute.
那做什么？他说他也要过来说。
And so people were wondering what he wanted to say.
他说他到日本去。
He said he went to Japan.
然后在街头就看到那个黄色照片，那个时候他大概已经50岁，他还买一些黄色照片回来。
And he said he went to Japan and on the streets he saw some pornography pictures and he brought it back. And at that time he was about 50 years old.
然后又怕他的孩子看到就锁在抽屉里面。
And he was afraid to let his children see, so he locked it up in his drawers.
从那一天开始，他祷告虽然有灵言，他没有感觉。
From that day on, although when he prayed, he felt that he had no connection with the Spirit.
那他以前常常祷告，有时候唱灵歌很喜乐。
And before when he prayed, he often sing with the spiritual songs, and he was very joyful.
从那一天开始，他祷告没有感觉。
And from that day on, he felt no joy in his prayer.
他也禁食祷告，也没有功效。
And he fasted and prayed, and there was no effect.
后来他去请教一个长老。
So he later went to see an elder.
那个长老说，你可能什么要悔改。
The elder says, maybe you have to repent of something.
所以大家想起那个抽屉里面那个黄色照片。
So he thought about the pornography pictures in his drawers.
然后他到前面来讲。
And so he came to the very front to tell the whole congregation.
请大家为我祷告。
To tell the whole congregation to pray for him.
求神赦免我的罪。
And ask God to forgive his sins.
真的那一次就大家都帮他祷告。
And so that day on, everyone forgave him.
祷告完了他回去以后祷告，圣灵又开始充满。
And so after prayer, he went back to pray, and he was filled with the Holy Spirit again.
真的，这个罪是一个担子。
Therefore, sin is a burden to us.
压在我们里面。
It causes us to be, to dwell inside us.
不会喜乐。
So that we will not be joyful.
所以，如果我们真的要喜乐
，So if we really want to be joyful,
要求神把罪拿掉。
We ask God to take away our sins.
那这样我们心才会喜乐。
So therefore, our heart will become joyful again.
那这个罪有各种不同的方式在表现出来。
Sin actually manifests itself in many different ways.
我们常常在想的都是很明显啊，第四戒的、第七戒的、第六戒。
And we probably think of sin as committing sin against the sixth commandment or the seventh commandment.
那我们就常常没有，我没有罪啊。
So if we didn't do anything against those commandments, we have not sinned.
其实圣经里面讲很多的罪啊，其实都是用另外一种方式表现出来。
And actually, the Bible describes sin manifesting in other ways.
我们看马太福音。
Let us turn to Matthew.
第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
马太福音第五章。
Matthew chapter 5.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
第五章二十三节。
Matthew chapter 5 verse 23.
所以你在祭坛上献礼物的时候，若想起你的弟兄向你怀怨，24节。
Verse 24.
就把礼物放在台前，先去从你的弟兄和好，然后再献礼。这里说你的弟兄向你怀怨。
Here says that your brother has probably done something against you.
这个就是人跟人的关系。
This is a relationship between humans.
那这个要献礼物是献给神啊。
If you give gifts and offer this gift to God, it is to God.
那这个礼物要先留在一旁。
You need to put aside this gift.
然后要跟人跟人的关系要先解决，就把那个罪拿掉。
And resolve this problem with the humans against your brother.
然后我们再来献祭，就可以献到神的面前。
And then when we present our gift at the altar, we could give it to God.
所以人跟人的关系是人跟神的关系一个反应。
So,the relationship of human to human is a reflection of human to God.
所以人跟人有问题，常常是我们跟神有问题。
If human beings have hard problems with other human beings, because they have problem with God first.
所以人跟人的问题如果解决了，我们跟神的问题就解决了。
So if we solve problems with other human beings, then we probably have no problem with God.
那这个包括夫妻之间的，包括兄弟姐妹之间的，包括家人。
This involves probably brothers, sisters, and family, and relatives or friends.
有时候我们不太敏感，觉得夫妻吵架这有什么？吵架跟神的关系会受障碍。
And probably in couples, they probably don't realize that this is a very sensitive topic, and it's okay for couples to argue with each other.
或者你的弟兄姐妹有谁你不愿意跟他讲话，或者来到教会有谁我不喜欢他，这个都会影响我们跟神的关系。
Or you, if you have anything against your brothers, sisters, or if you come to church, you have grudges against your brothers, sisters at church, and this will affect our faith.
所以天国路上要把这个担子拿掉，我们就很轻松。
So in our path to heavenly kingdom, we need to take away this burden.
那我们走天国路就很有力量，就很喜乐。
So we will have strength to go on this path of heavenly kingdom, and we will be filled with joy.
我们看雅各书。
Let us turn to James.
雅各书的第五章。
James chapter 5.
十六节
，verse 16，
第五章十六节
，James chapter 5 verse 16。
所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得着医治。一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。这里讲一人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
Here says that the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
什么是义人
？What is a righteous man？
没有罪的叫做义人。
A person without sin is a righteous man.
我们还在神面前能够做到没有罪吗？
Can we become sinless in front of God?
那是很难的。
That's very hard.
那怎么办呢？
What do we do?
要彼此认罪，互相代求。
We need to confess our sins to each other and pray for each other.
然后使你的祷告是病人可以得医治啊。
So that people can be healed of their sickness.
就是说祷告会发生功效。
And that is to say that their prayer will take effect.
要从认罪祷告开始。
It comes from asking for forgiveness of
sins. 所以我们在这里是灵恩会。
This is a spiritual convocation.
我们很希望神的灵恩降在我们当中。
We ask God to pour His Spirit upon us.
大家被圣灵充满。
That we may be filled with His Spirit.
充满着能力。
Filled with power.
充满着喜乐。
With joy.
信心能够恢复。
And we may be restored of our faith.
但这个恩典要降下来，第一个事情啊，要彼此认罪，互相代求。
And in order for this blessing to come down, we need to confess our sins and we to each other.
要求神把我们的罪都拿掉。
And ask God to take away all our sins.
然后每祷告每一句话都可以搭到神的面前。
So every thing we pray will reach to God.
祷告就发生功效了。
And the prayer will have its effect.
所以我们祷告要先审查自己，然后才归向神。
So when we pray, we need to look within ourselves and repent.And look to God.
我们今天第一天的灵恩布道，明天还有第二天，还有后第三天。
Today is our first day of spiritual convocation. We still have tomorrow and third day.
晚上还有布道会。
And tonight we still have our evangelical service.
特别为着灵恩布道会来祷告。
Service. So let us pray also for this evangelical service.
我们每一个人都有不同的担子，让我们来到主的面前来告诉他。
We have different burdens in our lives. So let us come before the Lord and tell Jesus of our burdens.
求主能够把担子拿走。
And ask the Lord to take this burden away from us.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let us pray in one accord.
大家到前面来祷告。
Please come to the front.
一起来祈祷。